Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My favorite doctor and friend and somebody who I was lucky enough to be with this past weekend and prayed for us and prayed for humanity and prayed for me. Yeah. And thousands of people waited online for Stella to pray for them. Thank you for joining me, my friend. You are making a big difference.
We bless the Lord. Like, you know, this stuff is spiritual warfare. I've been saying it from day one. And the more we walk through it, the more people are realizing that this has nothing to do with science. This is just demons. The devil, D-E-V-I-L. The devil wants to take over humanity. And all his minions are trying to do it. You see, something really happened interesting this week. I really prayed. I went into spiritual warfare at, I'm talking about the heavenly levels, you know. Right. I'm going to be training people about how to pray that way. So it was so funny because somebody, one of those leftist loonies, took it and posted it, trying to make fun of me. And I think it's had like 156,000 views. Right. You know something? So we need to pray. And you see, we're going to be praying and attacking these people in the heavenly levels. When I say people, I'm not meaning by human beings. I'm talking about the nanotechnology beings. We're talking about spiritual beings that are cloaked, that are walking around looking human. You know what I'm saying? We need to attack them. We need to pray and fight for humanity, especially for those that cannot fight for themselves, for those that have been deceived, for those that have been caged, for those who have a veil upon their minds. And I pray that, you know, even as I speak, just the sound of my voice will tear the veil of the minds of people in the name of Jesus. They'll see the light of the gospel. They'll see how to turn to God for their salvation instead of dealing with all this human genetic modifying craziness. So yeah. You were telling me just before we got on about the new executive order.
Yep. Yeah. I wanted your take on this. First of all, nobody really reported on this. I had Karen Kingston sends me a text in the middle of the night, like, have you seen this last week? And then she sent it to me. And I'm like, I'm reading this thinking, because I've read what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and, you know, Joe Biden's speech, you know, in 2016 to the World Economic Forum about the genetic engineering. And now he's in the office. So I see the other day and I thought of you, spiritual warfare, transhumanism 101. Joe Biden puts out executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, which is globalist, safe and secure American bioeconomy. So somehow this new biotechnology, biomanufacturing is also, of course, tied to the economy. What do you make of this? This looks to me like they are putting an executive order to incorporate transhumanism and manipulation of genes and gene editing and all of this into law somehow, which it's not.
It is always been their plan. You see, when we started out with COVID, and I tell people, I said, COVID-19 is a Trojan horse for the vaccine. This is way before it even started. And I was telling people, I said, pastors and ministers of the gospel and churches are going to be bribed to become vaccine centers. And then I was telling people, I said, COVID-19 is a Trojan horse for vaccines, and the vaccine is a Trojan horse for genetic editing or genetic engineering or transhumanism. This is a very serious matter. They want every single human being to be turned to a human 2.0, to have their gene edited so that they are no longer fully human. If you're not fully human, and then God can have you, just the way it happens in the book of Genesis. And our goal right now, this is way past being cute. I've been telling people all the time that we need to pray, we need to pray. When nobody's listening, they're like, well, we can fight this in politics. We can fight this in the courts. We can fight this in the medical. Yes, we can fight in politics, fight in court. All that delays them a little bit. But at the end of the day, the only way we're going to win this is spiritually. I have been in the forefront of fighting it medically. Like, I'm telling everybody right now, the winter is coming. People are going to get sick. They want to kill many people. And those that don't die, do not please go and get all those swabs. If you get sick, you don't need to go get a swab to know that you're having a cold or you're having a flu, please, because any of those swabs is introducing things into your body. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you get your hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, then if you get a cold, you start taking it. I've never gotten sick throughout this time. Why? I take 2 pills of hydroxychloroquine once a week, and I take my vitamins. Now I take my vitamins in COVID light. You know, you like COVID light.
I know, we all do. Anyone that's smart, and you know, COVID light keeps your immune system good. It's good for energy. Yep. And a lot of the things that you have also, as you know, we're watching this like controlled demolition of our food supply. Yep. And now they're having the train thing all of this stuff is going on. So people need to order it now, but also you need some of this stuff when because you've been talking a lot, and a lot of people have, about stocking up on food and all of
Yeah.
that. But that doesn't mean that
Water.
you're getting the nutrients and all of the vitamins and everything that you're going to need additionally, which is what a lot of that stuff also helps with.
Yes. So one of the things that I'm telling people right now is that we need to be prepared. This battle is deep. It's going to be a strong battle, and we're raising up warriors right now. If in fact, if you text pray to 53445, the word pray to 53445, you can join our prayer movement. About 15,000, 1,500 people have already joined, and we're going to be praying. We're going to be teaching people how to fight this battle in the heavenlies. We need to take these demons down. You know what I'm saying? And the only way we can do it is we can do it through God. And then we have to be physically prepared. Like I said, buy food, stock up food and water and everything. Make sure that you don't die from starvation, because they are working seriously right now on food shortages. Make sure that you get your hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get the pox defense if they decide to weaponize the pox. We're putting together what we're going to call Viral Immune Plus. That is going to build your immunity against things like Ebola and Marburg disease, hemorrhagic fevers. God has given me the grace and the anointing, and moreover, the access, you know, to find people. I mean, we're digging around, we're finding people. Can you imagine you found somebody that could produce the pox for us, the Sericina purpura or the pitcher plant for us, that it can be marketed for people to get? You know what I'm saying? So we are working hard on this. Go to your doctor, get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. If you can't get it from your doctor, that's fine. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. Use promo code MELK and you get 10% off. MELK, that's one word. You get 10% off. You can get hydroxychloroquine, get ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till you get sick and you're frantic and you're calling us at 3 a.m. at night. We're not going to call it into Walgreens and Walmart anymore or whatever. We're going to ship it to you through our mom and pop pharmacies around the nation, our patriotic mom and pop pharmacies. So it's going to take 2, 3 days for the medicine to get to you. So if you wait till you're too sick, or you wait till you're sick before you call us, then it's going to be bad. But if you get this medicine and keep it in your medicine cabinet, if you get sick and then you sign up as a sick patient, all we need to do right now is give you some Z-Pak and give you some steroids and everything, and which can be called to a regular pharmacy. So that is what we're telling people right now. Please get ready. Get ready, get ready, get the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, keep it in your medicine cabinet. Get the pox defense, keep it in your medicine cabinet. Get iodine, keep it in your medicine cabinet. Because if they nuke us, you're going to need iodine to protect your thyroid.
Yeah, I
And
was
of
gonna
course,
say.
I take
I
my
was gonna
vitamin
say that.
COVID-19. So just go on our website, drstellamd.com. We have all these things. That is part of what God has got me to do in this season, is to get people to be prepared medically. Most importantly, be prepared spiritually. Text, pray to 53445. We want people to pray. You remember, see how I prayed? We need to teach people to pray from the heavenlies, to go through the Bible and pick out the weapons of destruction, spiritual weapons of mass destruction, and start releasing on these clones. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna work if we pray. Imagine the way I was praying, Mel, during this past program.
It was awesome.
Imagine it
There were
throughout the whole
5,000
nation.
people on their feet, you know,
Yes,
praying with
screaming.
you. It was a spiritual, it was amazing. The energy
Yeah.
that we
So
need that everywhere.
yes, we need that. We need people praying like that all over the country, everywhere. So that's what we're putting together right now. So once we're putting together a program. Hopefully by next week, we're going to start. We're going to do 40 days to the election. Maybe we're going to pray right through the end of the year. We need to destroy these drones. We need to destroy these clones. You know what I'm saying? We're not fighting against human beings. If we send those prayers and you're a human being, it's not going to affect you. If we send those prayers and you're a clone or you're a Nephilim or you're a genetically modified, you are the person that's going to get taken out. So we're not sending, we can't fight this battle in the physical anymore. And the Lord has trained me all this while to fight this in the spirit. And we are going to fight. We're going to make sure that we're not just going to sit around, let them genetically modify us. We have a prayer that we do every day. It's actually on my YouTube channel. It's called Dream Pollution, dealing with dream pollution.
Oh,
In
nice.
that prayer, what we do is we pray that every day, because we know that we can be programmed. We know that they are trying to program us. So we pray the prayers. Any deposit of darkness that came into my mind while I slept, everything come out in the name of Jesus. So we pray those prayers so that we're cleansed and stay clean all day long, because this stuff is demonic. So when you pray those prayers, you uproot that stuff out of your body, out of your mind, out of your soul. You know what I'm saying? So we are warriors, and we were called for such a time like this. And it's time for me to wake up the sleeping giant called the American Church.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's a big problem. And the other thing is that Biden is pushing this as something, a cancer moonshot and all of this. This is not what this is about. They're using cancer. First of all, mRNA, they also said was about cancer. They're using this for cancer. But you know what I've found, and I wonder what you think. What I'm finding more and more, and it's very disturbing, is that cancer is resurging every with a vengeance. People that had it and it was gone for 20 years are now, it's resurfacing worse. Is
because
that
the immunity
involved with this?
Yes. See, the immunity has been destroyed. The COVID shot destroys people's immunity. And when it destroys cancer, when what actually keeps cancer at bay is your natural immunity. So when in treatment of cancer, all they do is that they reduce the tumor so that your body can destroy it. You know what I'm saying? So once they destroy your immunity, it is the same reason that people with HIV get cancers and they get infections and they get all kinds of sicknesses. So we're going to be having people with all kinds of sicknesses, infections, blood clots and everything. Why? Because of the shot. And then now that they're going to be spraying it and they're going to try and make sure that they put that thing in everybody, we need to pray. That's just, you know, something. We need to pray. Because if you don't take the jab, they're going to try to figure out a way to spray it to you. But let me tell you something. If we stand as humanity and decide, no, this God gave us this world. God did not give this world to a bunch of Nephilims, to a bunch of, you know, transhumanisms. God gave this world to humanity. And we are not going to allow them to take our world and take it over. They want to destroy humanity, cause famine, cause a lot of death. And then death can take over. And then they need us, they need our DNA to do what? To produce containers to house their demonic spirits. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They need our DNA to produce containers. Do you know why you see all this blood drinking and all this, you know, clones they are eating, fountain of youth and everything? You know why? Because it's just like a vampire. A vampire cannot survive without drinking blood. So a lot of these things, those creatures, you will see when somebody in Hollywood look old and decrepit, and then a few weeks later, they look all bright and new because they've drank somebody's blood to renew them. These are not human beings. These are clones. These are Nephilims. These are creatures that need to be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, if any of these creatures come around you, start screaming the name of Jesus. If they storm your house, scream the name of Jesus without stop and see how these demons are going to get scattered right in front of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Scream it with all your might. You know, so it is time for war, not the war with guns, but spiritual warfare. And I'm telling you, God has trained us for this. And by his grace, we're about to lead the charge to fight.
Yeah,
for
you know,
humanity.
I've had on and I know a couple people that are survivors of satanic ritual abuse as children. Mm-hmm. And they that's what they did. The ones that survived, it was like they would scream that Jesus was on their side and all of that. And it would like shut down the abusers and shut down the whole thing. That is against it. I've also heard stories about rituals in Hollywood where a similar thing where they were like, you have to curse Jesus or, I mean, crazy stuff. But for anyone that thinks that what she's saying isn't true, it's all over, but there is a place, I know it's in Hollywood and it's everywhere, where they're injecting children's blood into people for the cause of anti-aging. And they're not really disclosing where they're getting that blood, but I would say that we probably know. But on top of that, I want to say
abortion,
this.
Our borders are open wide. Children are getting missing in the CPS system. The evil is too much.
Yeah, and Planned Parenthood sells that stuff. And on top of that, for anyone that doesn't understand what Stella's saying and thinks that it's new, because this has honestly been going on since Nazi Germany, if not before that, I want to read you, Stella, a part of this executive order that nobody reported on. It's a fourth industrial revolution transhumanism without our consent, or with most people not even knowing, because they've been working on it since February of 2020. And it just was put out there as an executive order on September 12th, 2022. It says in this, you listen real quick and everyone listen. And then Stella, you tell me what this is about. And as Stella is speaking and you're thinking that's impossible. That sounds like science fiction. Well, you listen to this because it took him 2 years to put it out to the public and nobody reported. It says in the bill for biotechnology and biomanufacturing to help us achieve our societal goals without, of course, asking us. The United States needs to invest in foundational scientific capabilities. We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. We need to unlock the power of biological data including through computer tools and artificial intelligence, and advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles for commercialization so that innovative technologies and products can reach the market faster. What does that say to you?
That we need to find a way to create human bodies to reach the market faster so that we can get our clones walking around so that they can start. Oh, yeah. They make it sound so scientific, but it's just demonic, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable how they use language. I say this all the time because just like you're talking about that it's a spiritual war, but one of the main guys behind this, because believe me, Joe Biden's been involved with the World Economic Forum Great Reset for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. He gave the same exact speech about the cancer moonshot at the World Economic Forum in 2016.
Yes.
And I will tell you right now, Noah Harari, the head scientist of the World Economic Forum Great Reset and Fourth mm-hmm. Industrial Revolution, said mm-hmm. this about what you're saying. He says, that religion is fiction. He says religion is the most important invention of humans. As long as humans believe that they relied more and more on these gods, they were controllable. With religion, it's easy to understand. He says you can't give a chimpanzee one banana and promise 20 more when they're in heaven and have them do what you want, but you can with humans. Then he says, but what we will see in the last few centuries in humans becoming more powerful, and they no longer need the crutches of God. Now we are saying we do not need God. We just need technology. And that is
Lambda. If you listen to Google Lambda is supposed to be what's going to be able to type everything that we do. And Google Lambda says they are sentient and they connect to other galaxies and other realms to be able to speak. And they are now like a human being. There has another computer, Sophia, that said that, well, they're going to be bigger than you. You watch that?
Yeah, that's terrifying.
They're going to be more than human beings, and eventually they might not need humans. And if there's a battle between humans and them, they think that they will win. I mean, it's so crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And they're developing silicone. And if you think back to like 20 years ago when you and I were mm-hmm. young, they had the movie Terminator. And they mm-hmm. said, and you know, because none of this is new, you know, Sophia's not new. And I'm sure they have mm-hmm. Sophia's with silicone skin that you can't mm-hmm. even tell. I'm positive this is going on. And we know Harari.
Them go out and walk around the town and say that, did she pass the human test? That means he was able to interact with human beings and nobody could tell that they were not human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they are just saying that, but there are many of them that are around us. You see Hollywood stars freeze all the time, having body doubles, or you see two or three different Bidens and stuff. So the truth about it is that this technology is around, but human beings right now are at a stage where they're about to annihilate us if we don't rise up. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, join the prayer movement. Only God will help us out of this. Be prepared physically, spiritually. Get stock up food, water, and everything, your medications, everything you need. Get some hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. That will help you with COVID and flu and many other many viruses that they usually push out there. You know what I'm saying? Get the pox defense. Go on our website, drcillamb.com. It will help you get all that. Use promo code MELK. And you get 10% off everything you do. That is just for a limited time.
Yeah.
You
know, usually and, just 5%. Right. And Stella's a partner also on the MELK Show Partners page. You can get to Stella mm-hmm. as well. It'll go right to her. And also, Stella has a great telehealth program. We don't know what's mm-hmm. coming. Yes. I've heard many things, including more. They're going to try more lockdowns, all that stuff, you know, mm-hmm. turning off the mm-hmm. grid, whatever the case may be. If you have a connection to a telehealth, which Stella has, it's very affordable. She's an actual MD. She's mm-hmm. Worked before this in the hospital with all kinds, everything that you can imagine.
Yeah, we've seen over 120,000 patients.
Right. And you worked in the ER. There's nothing you can't figure out. Yeah. So, and she mm-hmm. has a whole network. So also go on there and sign up for the telehealth. It's really mm-hmm. worth it. And that's the best way to make sure that no matter what happens, you are taken care of. Please get everything you can in your medicine cabinet now. Thank you so much, Stella Emanuel, my favorite doctor and friend. And I'll keep praying. You keep praying. And when you start the prayer.
And join the prayer movement. Text PRAY
as soon
to
as
53445. Yeah.
Yeah. Say that again. Where is it?
PRAY to 53445. We're ready to pray.
And as soon as you start it, we'll launch it too. So everyone, we'll get everyone that follows me pray into. A lot of people, they know that they need to, and they think like prayer is some kind of, you have to like get out the book or go to church or this and that. No, you really simplify it. So please check out Stella's sections on prayer. I think they really make a big difference. I know I do. And I pray every day. Thank God for us both being able to speak to you and for all that happens, you know, but for the grace of God, we go forward.
Thank you. He will take care of us. God bless you, Mel.
Love you. See you soon. Love you too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.